childhood. Like,
that's pretty interesting, though.
Although it's not 5 o'clock, it's 5:30, and I'd right. like to call to meeting, call to order the meeting of the Recreation Committee. We're in the City Hall conference room. All members are present, along with our City Administrator, our Recreation Director, and the City Clerk. All right, let's start. We'll acknowledge that the press and public were duly notified of the meeting in accordance with the Freedom of Information Act, and move on to approval of previous meetings minutes.
So moved.
Second for discussion. Just one comment. On the surfing commentary, I did not.
Please give me page number.
Yeah, I'm
paragraph.
Trying to find it because I had it and my stupid thing reset. It's on page of the document, page four.
Of the whole PDF?
Of the whole PDF.
Okay.
And that would be page three
of the
minutes. The second paragraph. It was not a message to the residents of Wild Dunes. It was a general message to everybody.
Oh, okay.
That the city wanted this to be a pilot program.
Okay.
I wasn't calling out the residents of Wild Dunes.
I gotcha. Okay. All in favor of the minutes as amended, say aye.
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 Aye. Okie dokie. Moving on to. We have no citizens present, so I assume we have no citizens' comments. And then we'll move on to departmental report from Director Page.
Okay. You should have one in front of you. And once again, I gave you a long version, actually put a little bit more information in than we did the last time, just to educate you a little bit on other things that go on. But just to you... Of course, it is our summer months are beginning, so our IOP kids will end with the school year. Our teenagers had their last launching in May, and they'll start back up in September. We have a lot of seniors to leave for the summer.
Oh, okay.
And we used to call them snowbirds. I'm not sure what you call them in all of
Do they go in vacation or are they
no,
going back
No, they have
to
two homes. A lot of them have two homes, and they spend
the
a lot of time
or...
here. And,
okay. Gotcha.
They can't handle the heat. our mini minnows will also end with the school calendar. All of our exercises, the Science with Sam will end as well. Our exercises classes will continue through the summer, as well as our Tai Chi and wood carving and those type events. Our new programs for the summer, we're gonna start pickleball lessons. I have a certified instructor, and that seems to be a big thing in Charleston County, so we got the courts resurfaced, we have them lined for pickleball, so we're gonna begin those lessons, instructions begin in intermediate, and we hope to get a league to form after these lessons or during this period of time, which I think will be fun. And mm-hmm. then they might be able to compete with some Mount Pleasant and, you know, actually make it a fun.
Yeah.
Is that an age group thing?
You know,
or
it's mostly
anybody.
Older folks. There's very few young people that do pickleball yet.
I would suggest contacting the media in advance to let them know. I mean, Island Eye maybe could do something special.
Yeah.
Or and Moultrie News even.
I'm pretty sure that's probably happening.
Okay. Yeah.
We usually do. Mm-hmm. And then the fall, of course, we start some programs, and this is by no means all the new programs will start in the fall, but we do have a handling social media with Competence and Grace, and this is focused towards girls, particularly 11 and 12 years old, because that is an age that are targets a lot of times, and so we want to educate them. But we also are working on a 13 to 15 year old for boys in have a co-ed class. Mm-hmm. We're looking at Kids Planet Earth, 6 years and up, and haven't forgotten about the coastal stuff. We're working on that too, trying to get that. But we haven't confirmed any of that yet.
Yeah, that's cool though. I like that. Right. Kids Planet Earth. That'll be fun.
Just as something else, on Thursday, May the 16th, we're having the Wild Dunes public meeting there at the Rec Center. I think you're probably all aware of that at 6 right. o'clock.
Should be fun.
It's going to be interesting anyway. We still have openings in our Rising Star basketball. It's filling up quickly. Our girls volleyball, we still have openings. Get Your Spike On, we still have openings. Our camp, our week camp is full, but our Camp Summershine, we have openings in week one, week three, and week seven. Giggling Artist, there are still some openings in, so there's still plenty for folks to sign up for the summer. And of course, this week for Camp Summershine is just for residents only, still.
How did it work moving it to Saturday?
You know, it would. We had people complain. I liked it better on Monday morning. I liked it better at 7 o'clock. So right. You know, you can't make everybody happy. Mm-hmm. But it went well. We didn't have as many people.
Right.
To show up.
I like the whole day event that surrounded it.
Mm-hmm.
So
yes,
I did hear.
I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Well, I was gonna say I had heard some feedback. I was out there with in the playground and spoke to some people online, and they were like, "Well, now I'm wasting a whole day out here." So. Again, I'm like talking to Christy as we're walking back saying there's no way we're never going to make everybody happy no matter what we do.
Right.
I did have a thought that occurred to me as we were talking about what's something that we could consider differently because of the challenges we have with online registration. Something we could do, and I'm not suggesting it yet, I'm just throwing it out there for us to bounce around, and we've got a year to do it.
Absolutely.
Is maybe a lottery system for the island residents to let everyone indicate what weeks do you want. And you have, I don't know, a week to indicate, to come into the rec department sometime that week and say, here's the weeks in the camps that I want. Do a lottery
and just pick.
But they would have to individually go. We'd have to have a lottery for each week.
Yep. So I'm just, I'm not solving, I'm just thinking of
saw that too, and just, and we're kind of out of order, but I don't think it matters.
We're good.
Been talking with Mount Pleasant because they did not switch from Rec Track. They looked at other options, and Rec Track just has everything that they need. And so I've been talking with them, and we have a meeting on May the 20th. You okay? Yeah. May the 20th with Rec Track representative to talk about, you know, we'll have to upgrade to add a component to our system. But we're going to see what our options are. I don't like people not being happy. I don't know that online registration is going to make them happy.
It's not.
Yeah.
Because, you know, I was just telling Councilman Smith this morning, we took the numbers, and there were people on a waiting list at one age group, and we were able to shift those into the other age groups, because we have the same number in the 5 through 8 and the same number in the 9 through 12. But because there were waiting lists in the 9 through 12, we shifted those in the other age group. We'll just have to adjust during the weeks how we arrange the children. And that sounds more complicated. It's not that complicated. But we're able to accommodate more people by doing it that way. Because it's hard to know what age groups you're going to have.
And I think one more thing we may have to address is, and I've been through this program, and we've never had to wait in line. We've never camped out, we never did anything. But the thing is, it's so affordable. But instead of making a deposit, I think you're going to have to prepay all of it. You know what I mean? So people are just like, I'm going to make a deposit. If I don't want to do it, I don't have to do it. You know, and that's the problem, is people are signing up for all the weeks. And then it's like, we're gonna take a vacation this week.
You know, that doesn't happen as much as it did, you know, when we first started this, and you remember it was $5 deposit.
Right.
And then we just signed up for all weeks. So we upped it to 25.
I think you need to sign up. I think it needs to be, if you're committed, you're committed. This way people will go through, well, I think we're gonna take a vacation this week. We may not sign up.
Easier.
I think you need to sign up, everybody. It's all.
Let's go back. Was this the first year that we had the price increase as well?
Yes.
So we went up, how much was it?
$20.
$20 a camp at least for residents.
Right.
So we had that change.
Right.
And then we also had the change to doing Saturday and a little bit later in the year.
In the day.
Oh, yeah, you're right. We did last year in April, I think.
Now, one thing I think Saturday is more user-friendly than mm-hmm. Monday morning mm-hmm. for
right.
a lot of people mm-hmm. because that also coincided with when people were trying to get kids to school.
Right.
But in terms of when were people, do you have any idea when people started to arrive and
about 6 o'clock.
Stake
yeah.
space out?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah.
Is there a way that we can discourage the coming the early line formation?
I don't know how you do that.
Yeah.
I don't know how you do that.
A lot of it is emotional, I think.
It is.
People just
it's become an event.
Some people like to brag.
Yes. That was
I
first.
I know some people like it, but I feel for the people
mm-hmm.
Who really that is a stress and
mm-hmm.
find it hard to
right.
get there because they're especially if they're a single parent.
I don't know how
but,
you do that. I mean.
So what if you had. I mean, what are the hours that people are not supposed to be on the grounds anyways?
10 p.m. to 6 a.m.
So if you did it on Saturday but had it earlier, like...
At 6 a.m.?
Or
put a gate up?
Or at 8, but then you actively had police politely come by and discourage the camping out piece of it.
Yeah.
Could that help? If we needed to continue with the in-person... format.
They would just sit on Hardin
yeah,
Boulevard.
Yeah, they'd just move. They'd move somewhere
you'll
else.
You'll just move them
well,
to the outskirts.
But
of
you're
facility.
Not. I mean, at that point, though, you're not giving them the opportunity to create a line, and so.
And then it's a mad rush to. A mad rush at 6 o'clock when
yeah.
they didn't line up.
So, yeah, I mean, otherwise, maybe the lottery, in terms of, handling it in a similar way that you handle.
Mm-hmm.
You
know what I'm afraid is going to happen with the lottery, though?
Mm-hmm.
I'm afraid people are going to do that, and then you start drawing their names. Oh, we've already got something else. You know?
There's
I don't
some,
know.
There's some things to work
but
out.
But we need to think
yeah.
about
I
it.
I mean, if you pay for all the weeks that you sign
yeah,
up for.
So
it.
I think oh, you mean you pay up front when you...
Yeah, front.
Yeah, give us a credit card.
Yep.
Put down the weeks that you want.
Yeah.
Right. If you're committing to these weeks.
Right.
If
and there's
you
no refunds.
Put some alternatives.
Oh, even if they
there's,
don't get paid.
There's a way to mitigate. Well,
yeah.
There's a way to mitigate. I'm not. I don't know that.
Right.
I mean, we can sit here and solve it if we want to. But I was just merely throwing out the idea,
yeah.
like, if we wanted to do a lot, if we wanted to get rid of the, if we're saying we don't want people to wait in line, we don't
right.
want to do online registration.
Right.
One alternative would be a lottery
okay.
system.
Yeah.
Well, I think
let me look
exploring.
At that. I know they
yeah.
they do that.
I think either way, though, I think paying in advance.
I think
I
yeah. If you collect credit cards and you don't actually
yeah.
run the payment until they are selected.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But
yeah.
actually, the way that you said that you could sort of shuffle numbers around,
mm-hmm.
you might end up with nobody on a wait list because you see the numbers in front
mm-hmm.
of you,
mm-hmm.
and you might say, you know what, everybody's in, we're good,
yeah.
mm-hmm.
run them cards.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You could ask for a phone number and ask for them to
They'll,
just be available
mm-hmm.
yeah.
during
mm-hmm.
that hour. So if you needed to consult and say, hey, this one's already booked, are you okay with this alternate week that you put down?
But see, they were out of there in an hour and 15 minutes.
Yeah, they were
yeah.
done. Yeah.
And was it, like, is anybody on a wait list from those, like, I don't know if they tell you, if people are walking up and they're saying, okay, I want week three for the 3 to 4 year olds for the week camp. And how many people are getting turned away? And because I think my understanding from last time we had this discussion, you were saying there was very few people
who got turned away.
There were some folks on a waiting list for the 9 through 12.
Mm-hmm.
But this morning there were only like 2 weeks full in the Camp Summershine, the big kids.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
So we moved them around to get everybody in. And so I think everybody is in now. That was on that waiting list.
Mm-hmm.
But we have to shuffle those numbers to make it happen.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And we send out emails to say, you're in.
Mm-hmm.
Can I think as that continues to happen, people may stop
right.
having the need to come in early because they
right.
ultimately get accommodated
right.
in a week.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I mean, maybe. I mean, one thing we can do organically is just start saying, hey, guess what? No one got waitlisted.
That's
like
true.
for
that's true.
You could have registered on Monday or on Sunday.
You didn't need to camp out.
Well, that's
what
we
sent
on Facebook today.
Yeah.
We still have openings. Week
yeah.
1, 3, and 7.
I saw that. That was a good
yeah.
follow.
And it was like, okay.
Yeah, and that
we have openings.
To see that
you know?
You know it's not as
right.
it probably fluctuates depending on numbers and different age groups. And
yeah,
kind of
folks
thing.
Kind of make things up that aren't quite true.
Correct.
Well, and otherwise though, I would.
But the lottery. We'll look at
and
that.
And I'm curious
yeah.
if you got any feedback about the late date. For me personally, as I'm past that age where I'm signing up for camps, but I would have had all my camp plans lined up by May. I wouldn't want that to discourage people from using the camps because they feel like they've got to have something lined up.
And it may have been a little late. We were trying to hook it up with something else.
And I understand that.
But we probably should have done it sooner.
I don't know if in the future if you might want to look for another earlier opportunity.
Okay.
All right.
But we'll look at that. And like I said, we're still looking at the software to see what we can do with that.
Okay.
Since you brought it up, and just one comment, if I may.
Sure.
On the direct track, I don't know if you've identified any alternatives, but I would say just from a pure negotiation standpoint, it would be good to let them know that we're considering alternatives and why.
Okay.
At least push back on the service that we're getting or what the prices we're paying, and make sure that they know, like, hey, we're looking for a higher degree of whatever it is that we want.
Well, I think there are a lot of options that we just aren't aware of, and hopefully in May, the 20th, we'll have those. But yeah, absolutely. Moving on. Adult sports, most of that will be finishing up in May. And of course our youth baseball is all but complete. In fact, I think we've had those final games now. Our Easter egg hunt, as you all know, was a huge success. Yes. There was a huge turnout for that. I looked around and I said, I think there are more people here than there were last year.
I think the biggest one I've seen.
We gave out about 1,500 bags. And I think last year we gave out about 1,000.
Wow.
So, but you know, I still think things went well.
Mm-hmm.
We had a lot of activities. One of our face painters at the last minute couldn't get theirs. We had two scheduled, but we only had one. But unless you folks saw something I didn't see, I thought it was...
No, the only thing...
I'm sorry, go ahead.
The only thing that we're going to do, and I meant to put it on public safety, was, and we'll put it on next month's agenda, is the parking issue.
That was what I was going to say.
Is while we encourage people to come out and participate in this program, it was on Channel 2 News, you know.
Maybe that's why we had the big...
And it was, so we're developing this program and encourage everybody to come out, and then they're parking, and there's no parking for them.
Right.
I mean, because it's resident-only parking.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. So in public safety, we're going to go through and look at we may have to evaluate days in which where this program, our parking program is just on stop.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So
I definitely agree, because I heard pushback on from, I don't know if anybody that I knew got a ticket, but people were concerned about people getting tickets.
No, there were plenty. Yeah.
And I agree. And just put yourself in the position of a parent who realizes they have to get to the Easter egg hunt by 10 o'clock.
Right.
And if they don't, their kid's going to be devastated, but they can't find a parking spot. So...
Oh, because of the residential
parking.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Or to come back and have a ticket.
We should have thought of that.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
We should have thought
of
that.
Yeah, I think you could put up... I don't see why you couldn't just put up signs for that morning in certain streets. Parking available, whatever. Can you do that?
Nobody knows where that parking's going to be. I mean, because they're going to pull up. And I mean, parking was for a mile.
Oh,
outside.
And it has
yes.
been for years.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
But you're right, the residential parking.
But we need to take it up under public safety.
Yeah. Well, you know, that's something we'll myself and staff will talk with the public safety department about next year. And maybe we can, that day can be, the residential parking can be, at least until noonish or so.
And one more thing on that is what, because of the way it works and everybody goes at once, have you ever considered staging?
Well, we kind of did that.
Okay.
The more you stage, the more it costs. Okay, because
right.
you've got to be there longer, you've got to pay the vendors longer. But what we have done, and I haven't really promoted it, but people started coming earlier. Used
yes.
to at 5 till 10.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That's when everybody showed up. But the past 2 or 3 years, they started showing up early. So we've had the vendors to open up early.
Right.
Oh, that's good.
And so people get their pictures taken. They do the jump castles. They do.
Mm-hmm.
They get their ice cream, their snow cone, whatever. They do the hunt, and then they go home. Mm-hmm.
And the reason I say this is because there's a lot of times everybody shows up at right before then, they do the run, and some kids show up a little bit later or what have you, and the fields are empty. So I mean, doing a younger group, have the kid, have the younger group go through, go through the lines. They can start doing a lot of the events that are going on there, then move it up to the next group. You know,
but how about if they have three or four children, different ages?
It don't matter. I mean, they can have one group. I mean, they can hang out with them, and one kid can be playing or
maybe
something.
Maybe it could be like just a half hour difference or something.
Or 15 minutes.
Yeah.
It's.
Oh, I see. Just
you know
have
I mean?
The haunt at different times.
Yes.
But all the people would still be there at the same time.
But that doesn't matter. Yeah. I'm just saying because the kids, even if there weren't enough, because there was a lot of kids who showed up later, and it's like there were no eggs in the field or anything. I mean, you could take some of those eggs, chuck them back out, or if you wanted to. But if you had to go through, but going through and staging it, so it was maybe the flow was good, but it was like everybody went in at once, everyone went to the candy at once, then everybody got in line
That's
at
true.
Once
yeah,
for
well,
the different events.
And true, if you've got multiple kids, if you had it split up a little bit, you could see them.
Right.
You could, you know, see the younger kid and then go see the older kid without having to say, you go that way, you
I'll
go
this
that
way. Right.
Way. Might be something to think about.
Yeah. We can think about that.
Okay.
Music in the Park was a Saturday. Attendance was low.
It's beautiful out.
I know. Well, and I asked some of our seniors, because we have a lot of seniors that attend that, and they said there was a percentage of rain. And
it was some really bad storm.
Yeah. Somebody, some of them, a lot of them didn't attend because they were afraid it was going to rain.
It came in later.
Well, you have the Fisher Festival that's in
Longville. A lot of competition.
A lot of
events
happening around the region.
But anyway, the attendance was lower than normal. But everybody that went certainly enjoyed it. Our sand sculpting contest competition will be June 1st, which is coming up real soon.
They had one up at Park Circle this weekend.
Yeah.
We talked about last year whether or not we wanted to, like that nobody on city staff or city council would participated in judging. Thought maybe like mayor should be a judge or you know.
I remember that conversation.
Yeah.
I will check to see who. I know most of the judges are from the AIA, but we can certainly have council members. We might.
I'm sorry. What's the AIA?
It's council. Architectural.
Oh, that's right. That's right. Yeah, yeah, yeah. So I think we went through this whole
because
thing.
Because they're so picky.
It just seems like we're giving them the space. They should be a little bit of a little tip of the hat to the Alapalms.
That's okay. We, you know, we might look at Councilwoman Smith and maybe the mayor. As the rec chair, I think you would be an appropriate person to ask. It's a hard task. It's a hard
Mayor's
task.
Gonna,
yeah, I'm not sure if I'm.
He's out there anyway.
Okay. And I'm sure that's in the procedure online. I'll just have to see where we are with that process. On Wednesday, June the 5th at 7 o'clock, we're going to have the United States Air Force Heritage Winds Concert. We're going to have it very similar to the Music in the Park. We're going to have
Is
it outside.
New?
Yep, it's brand new.
Okay.
So we hope that goes well. We are marketing that and getting the PR out for that. So they were supposed to do it last year for us, and a storm came, and they had to cancel. So
is it related to Piccolo Spoleto or just its own thing? Cool. Alrighty.
So cool.
Our Alapalms Beach Run is July 27th. Half Rubber Tournament's August 17th, and then. I just thought I'd add some of our parks and facilities. That's the person that cleans the building, helps with the playground, does maintenance, contacts contractors, and just some of the, you know, the cardio equipment, the folding walls, the locks, door locks. There's just a lot that these people are responsible for, and I just thought it was good that you saw a little bit of that. And then parks and grounds, and you walk on the grounds and you see evidence of their work, but just want to include that in there as well. And of course, the community specialist, which is the front desk full-time employee and some of the things that they do. But some of the things that we did off campus this month was, of course, we keep the message boards updated. We do the 15-foot circles around the hydrants for the PD. We place the water filter here at the City Hall water fountain. We pick up garbage and debris on palm as we see it, and install Donnie's water fountain over at Public Works. They were having, they were challenged. So we went over and helped them get that done.
Get a reputation for that.
I know. and then you'll see the cardio room, daily attendance and number of visits. And of course, it's down a little bit, but it's that time of year. Once the weather gets pretty, you still have those faithful ones that come in. And of course, the rec building hours, as well as the gym participation, which are both healthy and going well. And then of course, the calendar for gymnasium cardio room. Now this is gonna change real soon when camp starts, because the gym will not be as available as much because of our camps. Cardio room schedule should stay the same. And then of course our calendar for May, front and back. also, not included in the report because I didn't know about it until today, Weston Smith has resigned. He's accepted a position in Huntersville, North Carolina, which is his hometown, close to family. He and his wife are expecting their second child. So they,
awesome.
I know. So they need babysitters, if you will.
Oh,
so they'll be within
affordable
10 or 15 miles of both families.
Oh, that'll be nice.
He really didn't want to go, but it just seemed like a good family decision for him. So, so we'll be looking to fill that position quickly, since that's special events. Carrie and I will try to pick up the slack until we get somebody.
That's too bad, because he hasn't been with us.
He hadn't been with us for a couple of years.
And a year and 3 months.
And then something, I know it's not on the agenda, but something I think about, because I received an email from this lady this weekend, and we get requests, and Councilman Buchanan is real familiar with this, we get requests quite often, people wanting to get a bench or something in the rec center and with their family name on it, or their mother or father or something. So thought about it a lot, and I actually talked about it, but I'm going to bring it to you for you guys to think about. When you come, when you park, let's say close to the picnic shelter, and you walk down the sidewalk, almost everyone cuts across that grass. I'm guilty of it too. So, because, you know, the closest point to anywhere is a straight line, right? So what if we do similar to what we did on Front Beach and have a brick sidewalk, maybe 8 or 10 feet wide, and have engraved bricks and let people donate or buy those? We could generate some revenues from that, as well as provide a sidewalk instead of pouring concrete, actually have something decorative. And I think we'd sell a lot to a lot of people still. So anyway, put that, we're gonna get some prices, secure some prices, you know, get maybe some landscape design, you know.
Yeah.
Should we do it really wide? Should we do a four? But, you know, how we should actually design that. But I think that would be a good alternative for people that want to give money to be able to purchase bricks, and very similar to the Front Beach.
And geographically, you're talking specifically about, I'm trying to picture the spot that you're thinking of, is right in where exactly? Okay.
There's a sidewalk that goes to the playground, if you will.
Yeah.
And then the sidewalk that goes to the building, there's a grassy area in there that people always cut through.
Okay.
Google Earth.
Yeah.
I was going to print out a picture now. Right in that area.
Right here.
You got it?
Yeah.
Around here.
Yeah.
Where are we? There we are. Right here. So it would be in this area. People cut through right here.
Oh, yeah.
And right there.
Uh-huh.
So it would go to the side, because you know, that's the big rounded sidewalk there.
Okay.
So it would be in that area.
I know what you're talking about now. Okay. Cool.
So we're ready. Most people come to the Citadel like.
The
right hand turns.
So you know, I think it would be. I think it would enhance the grounds instead of having that path going through. That we actually.
Okay.
And a good way for people to, recognize their family members and
right. Okay.
Permanently get their name there at the rec center.
Nice.
Okay, that's all I have.
All right. Oh, I just have one suggestion, because as I was reading through the lists of the different programs, and you were mentioning exactly how many people participated,
mm-hmm.
For reference, when possible or when it's applicable,
mm-hmm.
to just give an idea of the target participation. For
like the maximum number?
Yeah,
okay.
Either the max or the target.
Okay.
So we get an idea of,
sure.
Because
mm-hmm.
as we've talked
mm-hmm.
about before, there's some like exercise classes
mm-hmm.
where it might be a low number,
mm-hmm.
but you want it to be a low number.
That's
because
correct.
Of the nature of the class.
That's
so
correct.
I think that
mm-hmm.
would be helpful.
Okay. We can include that. And in fact, we have in the past. We
okay. So cool. Otherwise, let's then move on to old business. And item A, discussion of surfing instruction on the Isle of Palms beach for summer 2020.
All right. I hope that I get a lot of feedback from y'all on this
you,
topic.
And maybe we have gotten word from you, but if you want to kind of
sure.
bring the conversation up to date with where we are.
Yes. A couple of months ago, you know, we've been discussing this for the past, I would say, maybe 6 months now, looking at ways that we can incorporate some sort of surfing lessons or surfing camps on the island as a pilot program for this summer. City Council decided to pursue a pilot program in partnership with Wild Dunes. Initially, Wild Dunes was on board, and I think that they had a lot of pushback from the residential community and have since changed their tune and are no longer willing to partner with the city on this endeavor. I think that they think that it is something that's great, that the city should really pursue, but they don't want it associated with Wild Dunes per se. And you know, lots of complications around that we try to work out, but we were not successful at doing that. So right now, you know, we really have a couple of options to consider. I don't think that it's a done deal. I think that we can still, you know, try out a couple of other things. One being, and I've talked to Norma Jean briefly about this, evaluating offering surfing lessons as the rec program, including it as part of the rec program. I know that this is something that the city tried a couple of years ago, and it ended up in a lawsuit. I think that we can learn from that and do it differently. I think that rather than hiring an employee, we can look at contracted labor, still go through the RFP process so that we can thoroughly vet everybody who would be capable of offering that. You know, that's one alternative. Preparing for that alternative, we've already reached out to the city's insurance, MRF, with the Municipal Association of South Carolina, because this would have some implications in our premiums. They need a little bit more information that we'll be providing them about, you know, the type of program that this would be before they give us any information. That's one option that I think that we need, and you know, I'll get your feedback, you know, as part of the discussion, and share your feedback with the committee. And then another option is to go through the franchise, the exclusive franchise agreement. We would have to identify another area on the beach where that would happen. I think a lot of people think about this being a commercial activity and having it happen within the commercial district, but currently the city code prohibits any surfing in front of the Charleston
mm-hmm.
County Park
mm-hmm.
and 200 feet from the pier, so on either side.
Mm-hmm.
So that, you know, limits us in terms of the location. We could, you know, delve into a little bit deeper and try to identify another area of the beach. I think we would get pushback from the residents that live near where the activity would take place. When talking about doing it through the rag, you know, Norma Jean was saying that the natural location would be around 25th Avenue because it would be adjacent to, I'm sorry, yes, the 25th
mm-hmm.
Beach access path, because it would be adjacent and closer to the rec center. But we could, you know, I want to hear from you. I think that I am all about trying it out for next summer, and we would have
mm-hmm.
more time to put something in place that would be, you know, that would be successful. I know that, you know, it felt like we had been talking about it for about a year, but it, you know, there was a lot of things that needed to be in place, and unfortunately, we weren't able to you know, get Wild Dunes on board till the very end. And but yes, I think that, and I don't know, Regina, if you want to talk about it being as a part of the rec program, I know that you were
I'd like to hear their ideas.
Yes.
Their input.
That's safe.
I the idea of it, I think it's still valid. The problem that I have is to do RFP somewhere on the beach, because then you have any beach access, you have people driving up, trying to find a place to park to drop off kids to have them utilize the beach access path,
mm-hmm.
Which it could be, whether it can be dangerous. I mean, especially if the spots are already full throughout
mm-hmm.
the summer. I think what we need to do, if we're going to move forward with it, is if we utilize RFP, is to have it within that 27th, 28th Avenue area.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't even need to be associated with the rec center.
Mm-hmm.
But staging and parking can be at that area. We just put in a new sidewalk up 28th Avenue
mm-hmm.
that accesses the beach.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So, I mean, it's a DOT right away all the way up to the cul-de-sac, basically,
mm-hmm.
At the rec center. So all that is all parking. It's all public parking.
Mm-hmm. And that would help with enforcement.
Correct.
Because that way there's a set place where that
yes.
activity is going to take place.
Yep.
One comment just in general, on 25th, I think that's a pretty high traffic area.
Yes,
so
mm-hmm.
for it's probably not the best place. I would push further north to where there's a little bit lower, and probably 28th and beyond would be adequate. In terms of what we're trying to do here, I think that a lot of the conversation has centered around surf camps and the challenges with surf camps, and I
mm-hmm.
think what we've really been talking about are surf lessons,
yes.
which is totally different.
And that's
yeah.
what City Council approves, surf
right.
lessons.
Right,
correct.
But I think it's important both for the record, for residents to hear that what we're talking about are surf
yes.
lessons and surf camp, and what we had problems in the past was around surf camp where there were tons of kids, and what we're talking about are 1 to 2 probably,
mm-hmm.
or, you know, and that's mm-hmm. I think that's something that would show up in the RFP, or we could limit that in
however.
What we're,
yeah.
however we want. We can
mm-hmm.
say it's a 1-to-1, one surf instructor to one child, and I think that mitigates the staging problems in a pretty significant way.
Mm-hmm.
If you limit it to 1 or 2,
mm-hmm.
it's just normal beach traffic,
mm-hmm.
and it's just normally
mm-hmm.
it's any other surfer going to the beach with
mm-hmm.
1 or 2 boards.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that we have the power to limit it, whether it's, and I think we're solving the same problems whether it's through the rec or through the franchise.
Mm-hmm.
I think the benefit of the recreation going the recreation route is that we don't have to draft an ordinance,
mm-hmm.
which is always nice.
Well, we wouldn't need to the other way around, because the city's code already approves
okay.
that type of activity through a franchise agreement.
Okay,
so it's not ordinance.
And approved it.
So
okay.
commercial activity is prohibited unless it's approved as
mm-hmm.
a franchise
So that
agreement.
Wasn't specific to Wild Dunes when
no.
we made
no.
the...
Well, the decision from City Council was to pursue it with Wild Dunes, so
correct.
That was a council decision. But the commercial activity on the beach is prohibited unless it's approved as a city-sponsored event
mm-hmm.
or
okay.
through a franchise agreement.
Okay.
So
perfect. And so my final thought is, I think the one thing that I've tried to really emphasize is we're really considering this an experiment or a pilot.
Correct.
Mm-hmm.
And regardless, again, of whether it's franchise or through to recreation, if we position it that way, both to the provider,
mm-hmm.
that they know this, we don't even have to have cause. We're going to give this a go, and if we just don't like it, we're not going to renew it next year.
Mm-hmm.
But that there's specific things that we're looking for in terms of the revenue to the city, in terms of impact to traffic, and all of the things. And we need to list those out, and we need to be very intentional about those.
Mm-hmm.
But I think that's, to me, that makes it more palatable for all the residents, for all of council, for all of staff. It should be where we're saying there's a demand for surfing instruction. We want to try and figure it out. We're going to do this pilot that we think is the most... Right now, it's the most logical path forward based on the facts that we have. And we recognize we don't always get things perfect, so we're designing it this way so that we can come back and revise it and fix it or get rid of it if we just don't think it'll work.
Mm-hmm.
I would recommend pursuing the franchise agreement route, because we would have the same control over the provider. We would still vet them. We would still have enforcement capability. We would still have to... you know, sort of supervise them.
Mm-hmm.
Councilmember Moy said, the way that we drafted the RFP was very specific to certain hours of the day, certain days of the week. So it was
mm-hmm.
Monday through Thursday, avoiding weekends.
Mm-hmm.
It was between 8 a.m. and 1 p.m. So
mm-hmm.
assuming that in the morning there's less traffic
mm-hmm.
in those areas, trying to mitigate some of those concerns. So I think that we could try that. Mm-hmm. We could. The only thing I would say about limiting it too much is that it stops being lucrative for somebody.
Mm-hmm.
And I think we need to take that into consideration, because
sure.
if not, we won't get anybody
right.
Yep. submitting a proposal. But the way that we had it was one is five kids and one instructor, so no more than that, which is, you would think it's low impact and wouldn't necessarily affect,
right.
but it would still be lucrative. I think that's the model that other communities have, and sort of a standard of instructor per employee,
right.
and not employee.
They have a 1-to-5 ratio?
Yes, it's a 1-to-5.
That seems like a lot.
That seems like a lot to
the,
me.
I mean,
it does.
Well, sorry. Talking a lot.
I was just thinking about the guy that spoke at council last week about
mm-hmm.
his son.
Mm-hmm.
And I was working on minutes. I went, pulled up that, or was looking at the handout he had.
Mm-hmm.
And they did, and he proposed this, said his son would propose it, but Santa Cruz, California does 1 instructor, 2 kids.
Mm-hmm.
And that's in their ordinance.
I would
mm-hmm.
I would say no more than 3.
3.
Mm-hmm.
I would say no.
Yeah.
You know,
right, especially if you have triplets.
Yeah. You know, I
think there's a lot of them.
My guess is the franchise is going to fall on the rec center anyway. It's kind of the feel I'm getting. So I'm not sure that we shouldn't be consistent in our instructions. I'm not sure that this person shouldn't become an employee of the rec department. That way we do have control over them.
That's
and how they operate.
I was wondering
we do
where
have,
we would have more
control of the background and the drug testing. And I'm thinking, even though, you know, you have it 2 days a week, not 4 days a week, you have lessons 2 days a week. For maybe 5 weeks, just like we do tennis, just
mm-hmm.
the way we do
yeah.
Everything else. That way we're consistent in the way we're doing it.
And if we look at it as, like John said,
as lessons.
Less as opposed
right.
to camps, because last time when we had camps, I mean, it was
out of control.
It was out of control. It was full, and then hauling down the food and the fruit and the drinks and
the demand.
I have a question about
mm-hmm.
camp, because I know that when they do it at Folly, it's an all day camp.
Mm-hmm.
To me, the ideal, and what I see them do more with paddle sports and that kind of thing, is a 3-hour, where it's
mm-hmm.
I was
going
to say 2 or 3 hours max.
It's 9 o'clock to 12
mm-hmm.
o'clock. You're
mm-hmm.
done. You don't
mm-hmm.
have to worry about, you know, snack, food,
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Right. Kids being sunburned and all. I mean, they're still going to get sun, but to me, the all day surf camp seemed like a lot.
It is.
That was too much.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm still attracted to the idea of offering a half day camp during the summer. And I don't know if we talk about a 3-hour camp, which is almost like a long lesson.
Let's do lessons.
Lessons.
Let's
lessons.
Call it
yeah.
lessons.
Lessons.
I don't think
instructional
we want to get
lessons.
Into the camp business again.
No.
We can, and again, if we're crawling before we're walking,
right.
walking before running.
Yeah.
Let's start off small, and if we learn enough to say, you know what,
mm-hmm.
here's actually a good path forward that where we could do camps in a really healthy,
mm-hmm.
productive way, then we could explore it. But I think starting with lessons,
yeah.
so that we can prove to ourselves and prove to
okay.
the residents that will be impacted.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I do see that
because the main thing we're
yeah.
solving for, right? The main thing we're solving
impact
for is not revenue,
lessons.
Which we obviously we don't want this to be revenue negative. But the main thing we're solving for
right.
is the demand on the island for a resident. Kids to get lessons.
To get lessons.
So they don't want
lessons.
To drive to Folly. That's
right.
what we're solving for here.
Right.
And so if we feel like the camps are the only way to do that, I don't think we've gotten there yet. Right now we're thinking 2-to-1, kid to instructor
yeah.
is,
yeah.
will probably do that. So let's give it a go. And in terms of it being lucrative to the providers, I think
mm-hmm.
we'll find instructors that
right.
are willing to do what we throw out there. We might have
mm-hmm.
to change the structure that we talked about initially, where we had this minimum, you know, fee, but
I do want to make sure that it's done safely, that we are well within our ground of making sure the numbers are right, and if Norma Jean is open to doing it through the rec center, I feel like we would have more control. I could either way
My only concern with that is the
insurance.
Okay. And because that's still up in the air, and I don't know if the city would want to commit to the premium that might be required of the city, and if we're looking at this as a pilot program, and let's try it out, because that, you know, for the people who've been here for a long, long time, this is sort of an emotional issue. This brings back memories of when the city did offer this through the recreation department. So I think that the franchise agreement would still give us the enforcement mechanism. It would still give us the authority to ensure that the person who's offering it, offering them is, you know, well vetted and well prepared and has all the insurance documentation that we would require. But then the insurance onus is not on the city, but on the provider. Okay. Yeah. So I would feel more comfortable starting there. And if it's very successful and the you know, the insurance information works out, then
maybe the city incorporates.
Maybe the city could incorporate it. But if it's the first year, I would start small, and I would start with the franchise agreement. Doesn't require any city code amendments.
Could bring in revenue.
It would bring
revenue.
I think doing lessons, I don't think it's going to be a huge revenue generator.
No.
No.
Yeah, so we shouldn't even bring that up because people will laugh. Hey,
we might get a couple hundred thousand.
I do agree that
thousand.
Wait
a minute.
Now, I think
for the record, maybe $2,000.
I think the rec center is a good location for because of the parking availability.
Correct.
The sidewalk is new, is a new feature that I think that makes it easier there. So that all makes sense.
We did that before.
I think we may get really good proposals because there are a number of people that have shown a lot of interest.
Well,
so
clearly,
we can get to work and sharpen
their
pencils. Do you think we should be the ones to specify the location? Should we have the RFPs specify the locations that they propose in the process? Because we could always, I'm just wondering if we let them propose what they're thinking, and then we can evaluate based on what their proposals are.
Yeah.
And we can always say, we're going to accept on the condition that you do it actually here. We don't like where you've
proposed. Well, I mean, there is the Ocean Fitness paddleboard is based at the marina. I don't know if that's a win there, but in terms of location, they may want to propose something down closer to them if they wanted to do surfing instruction as well.
We could ask it as alternates, you know, please provide suggestions of location, but ultimately the decision will rest on city staff as to the final location.
Yep. 28th seems to be like a smart location, I think, if you had to pick a place. We'll see what people think. All right, let's move on.
We'll give this one a try.
Yeah. I mean, I definitely want us to see us moving in this direction somehow, some way, but I do want it to be safe. And I think people are willing to pay for that, for the safety that comes in the numbers being low. So, item B, update on 2019 Isle of Palms Farmers Market.
I can touch on that if you'd like for me to.
Thank you.
Have talked with the ladies, and I think they've decided to do it Wednesday, September through October, from 3 to 7 on 27th Avenue there between the two ball fields.
Okay.
And we have, as you all know, we have been slowly moving into online payments for a lot of our offerings. This is something I'm very excited about. So we're working with SC.gov, and we now vendors will have the ability to pay online rather than paying to the farmer's market manager for coming to City Hall. So as soon as an invoice is created by the managers, they'll be able to go online to the city's website and issue the payment, and you don't have to start reconciling checks and cash and all that. So
good. As long as it's not going to be in front of my house.
It's going to be.
I can't wait.
It'll be so easy.
I know. I love it. I love the activity out there.
Yeah, I think it's.
And it has parking. I think it's a perfect location.
That's true.
Yes.
And then you hopefully will have spillover from activities of people being there already.
Just wait
till
you see what I sell in my front yard.
Will there be?
Not talked about that at all.
We had entertainment previously. Is that
we're still talking about that? I don't think that
that's a little
this
is
here. this is going to be a lot smaller.
Yeah. Okay.
And because it's going to be smaller, the revenue from the applications, it's not going to be as it was in the past. So we won't have a lot of wiggle room to play for marketing and entertainment.
Gotcha.
So
well,
I don't think
could be problematic in that spot.
Well, yes, I don't think
and that's
I don't,
why it's too close to the residential.
Right. And the problem was with that, we are trying to create an environment where people would come and hang out, and
mm-hmm.
that wasn't the case.
Correct.
And people were coming
that's
and getting
it.
Their,
yeah.
you know,
mm-hmm.
whatever they wanted, and then they were
and then
leaving.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. I hope it isn't hot. That's
well, it's shaded. We're going
to
have it shaded, so.
Well, we will, and I hope there's no bad hurricanes coming back.
Yeah.
Oh. We only had to cancel one in the past 2 years. Because
of
weather.
Really? I felt like we had canceled more than
yeah,
or maybe
couple.
I just didn't go because
yeah.
Well, I think maybe people
yeah.
it's
yeah.
very hard for vendors to after they planned it, a lot of them would prefer to even make it even if it's drizzling.
Yeah.
Oh,
mm-hmm.
okay.
Because they've already planned their
mm-hmm.
day around
mm-hmm.
it.
Okay.
It maybe two, but it wasn't
I think it was two. Yeah.
It
wasn't that many.
All right, great. Anything more on the farmer's market?
Nope.
Mm-hmm. Any questions?
Be on the lookout for those ads.
Okie dokie. Cool. Moving on to discussion of fiscal year 20 budget version 3.
All right, so in your packets you have the recreation department's budget. This has not changed from the last time you looked at it. The total budget for this next coming fiscal year, it's $1,195,922. The last page of your packet shows the distribution, which you all requested, and we've been providing it for each department. It shows that general fund, makes 88% of the total budget, 6% of the activities are funded by tourism funds, and 5% by capital projects fund. General fund expenditures are mostly associated with salaries and wages, retirement, healthcare, part-time and overtime wages, and just ongoing normal day-to-day operations, print and office supplies, memberships, vehicle maintenance and vehicle fuel, uniforms, insurance, some professional services associated with some testing that we have to do, the sports and programs. So it's a very lean budget, mostly driven by employees
mm-hmm.
And salaries. In terms of capital projects for this year, again, a very, very
lean
budget. We have $10,000 to replace or add playground equipment outside, $6,000 to replace the golf cart and the computer server for Rec Track that we've been planning on, and then $50,000 for HVAC only as needed. We have a total of 15 units, and only a handful of those have been replaced in the past
mm-hmm.
10 years. So we think that we're budgeting conservatively,
mm-hmm.
and should some of the others fail, we have some budgeted monies in there.
And the playground, anything special with the playground?
No, we just, this past year we've had to replace some decks, and we had to replace slides just because they've gotten old and they've cracked and things of that nature.
Mm-hmm.
More for maintenance
mm-hmm.
or replacing things that have, that playground equipment's been there a long time.
Yeah.
We did purchase one for handicap.
We did, a swing. We
mm-hmm.
did get the handicap swing, which to me is kind of a maintenance issue.
Mm-hmm.
But mainly, not really to buy new equipment per se, but to keep what we've got going.
No, we did talk at one point about trying to do something more shaded. And just in that, I think you brought that up.
It got brought up at one time or another.
Yeah.
But
we're planting more trees.
Because
during the day, part of the playground is in the shade. But if you go at 12 or 1 o'clock,
mm-hmm.
it's going to be hot.
Mm-hmm.
So
I'd be glad to see more trees.
Yeah.
Honestly.
So we actually worked with Douglas when.
We work with the tree fund.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Mm-hmm. And when people are replacing them, sometimes they're looking for a place to relocate.
Oh, super.
Yes.
And we get calls,
oh, nice.
With people
like
asking,
that.
And we always say, if If you don't have anywhere else to put, we'll take it at the right
I'll take a tree.
Okay.
Right. Yeah. Right.
Put me on that wait list.
We need it. Yeah, we need a tree in our front yard. We lost one when lightning struck it.
Oh, no.
All right, cool. Yeah, my only thought, if you can remind, I don't know if you know the top off the top of your head how much revenue we generate, would be nice to consider as we're looking at how
couple
much.
Couple hundred grand.
Is that in here somewhere?
When
it's
you go to, let's see, this is only expenditures, but I have the...
It's in the full budget.
Yeah, it's in
the
full
big,
budget.
The big one.
I just think it's for the anyone who stumbles across this and
mm-hmm.
thinks that we're
mm-hmm.
that we're putting out $1.2 million without
mm-hmm.
taking into account the fact that we're getting revenue back from some of these
mm-hmm.
Well, you don't look at like your public services
right
as a revenue like
generator.
You don't know the garbage collection is not a revenue generator.
Well, no, except for the fact that we are paying. People are actually paying for things
right.
at
I
the
understand.
Rec center. So
yeah.
I think that to say
mm-hmm.
we're spending $1.2 million for what we have at the rec center,
mm-hmm.
it's being offset.
Sure.
By
you're
the
saying it's not a net spend.
Activities.
It's not
right.
a net outflow.
Well,
I
think it's important to note that the part-time wages
that's
are the instructors.
Mm-hmm.
And that's a
right.
wash because
mm-hmm.
it becomes a wash.
The instructors only get 70% of what they bring in.
Mm-hmm.
So even though there's 200 grand here,
mm-hmm.
That's what I'm saying.
That includes instructors as well.
I'm sorry, yeah. That
yeah
makes
so
more
the
sense.
Programs pretty much pay for themselves.
Yep.
Okay.
Yep.
The programs themselves, yes.
And that represents a big portion
mm-hmm.
of this budget,
mm-hmm.
Right? So
you know, maintenance is a big part of the budget. You know,
mm-hmm.
with the mowing and the
mm-hmm.
that sort of electrical, water.
The building upkeep.
Yep.
The building upkeep.
Mm-hmm.
That's
mm-hmm.
a big expense.
Mm-hmm.
I just have an observation. I don't know that there's a response to it, nor does there need to be, but I thought that our tourism funds would be a larger percentage of the pie for the recreation department.
Some of that, there is an answer for that. Because I think it was last year, there was some discussion about not using enough hospitality money for the rec. So a lot of our special events were moved over into hospitality
uh-huh.
as opposed to being in accommodations. They've been in accommodation tax for years.
Mm-hmm.
But like the Front Beach Fest, the Easter Icon, I think all of those were moved over to hospitality.
Oh, okay.
So that would be a difference.
Well,
do we have more flexibility with the hospitality funds than we do with accommodations funds?
Not necessarily.
No.
What Norma Jean is talking about is there was some question from the folks from Front Beach
mm-hmm.
who wanted to know how they were contributing to
that's right.
city services.
Mm-hmm.
And what we did, we reclassified some of those expenses associated particularly with the events that happen at
mm-hmm.
Front Beach, and they're funded, they're offset, their expenses are offset by some of the hospitality
okay.
tax. And we didn't, as you can see in the historical, we didn't do that before. So
mm-hmm.
right now, I can tell you what events are.
It's okay.
Holiday Fest
yeah.
and the Front Beach Fest and Sand Sculpting
mm-hmm.
are offset by hospitality
okay.
funds.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, these funds must be used for tourism-related
mm-hmm.
activities.
Mm-hmm.
And we believe what we use those funds, we can specify a direct correlation of tourism with some of these events.
Mm-hmm.
When you get into programs and activities and youth sports, they're mostly geared towards residents,
yep.
not necessarily
mm-hmm.
tourists. So that's how
mm-hmm.
that distribution works.
Sure.
But I think, you know, when you see the percentage, it looks low.
Yeah.
But we, yeah, I mean, there may be opportunities too.
Mm-hmm.
We can take
it's,
a look at
yeah.
that.
I mean, the only reason I make that observation is that the recreation center is open to any visitor here.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I think if you were to look at the percentage of use of resident versus visitor in terms of like other than like, you know, your grandkids or your
mm-hmm.
nephews
mm-hmm.
and nieces coming to visit you, that it's this is probably the appropriate skew. The where the
mm-hmm.
budget's coming
yeah.
from is probably
right.
6% from visitors and 88% from
yeah.
what? And I know those don't add up because
mm-hmm.
I'm looking at the 88% from general
mm-hmm.
fund. So, but I was just, it was, again, just musing
mm-hmm.
out loud an
sure.
observation of,
yeah.
I just, I kind of assumed it was more because it's always like, oh, well, we have to, because the recreation department gets funding from tourism, there are things that we have to do, which I'm not arguing that we change. It was more so I just thought it was more.
Well, and I know that the recreation department keeps a log of everybody who uses, maybe the cardio room is what we, but it might be an opportunity to try to survey everybody and at the end of the year have some data. I don't know. Okay, I'm just musing.
What we do is we do have a sign-in sheet, and sometimes we catch people, sometimes we don't. It's just hard to be at the front desk all the time.
Yeah.
But we do ask visitor resident, non-resident. We do that. But it's not, the numbers aren't so big that it's, it doesn't make that much difference because most of it are kids anyway.
And all our non-residents are involved into our events and functions.
Right.
So that's what
it is. I'm looking for more ways for us to be creative with tourism funds. That's all.
Well, we, you know, we used it one time for a half rubber tournament and we got questioned and had to give them money back.
Really?
But, you know, and I even took pictures of all the license plates.
Yeah.
These guys come from
Georgia.
They register from all over.
We got rejected.
Yeah.
Huh.
The same year, we used part of the accommodations tax money to resurface the tennis courts. Same thing. I can take pictures of cars all the time playing tennis. We had to give that money back as well.
Really? Yeah, but state aid tax is the only one that is that's regulated by a board. There may be we can take a look at maybe the muni aid tax or muni.
But I'm just saying, you know, we
try.
And if something special comes up, and I will tell you, the Holiday Street Festival is not that old. I started that not long ago. Front Beach Fest is not that old. And I went to accommodations and I said, I need money to do this. Actually, I used to go to them quite often and ask for money. And then they just, the beach run, they helped fund the beach run. So,
Eclipse event was all accommodations.
That's an easy.
that was
I would have thought the half of
so, but
too.
I haven't gone to them in a while because we pretty much have budgeted everything we're doing and we haven't added a whole lot. But you know, if we needed a new piece of equipment for the playground, we could probably justify it through accommodations tax.
Yeah.
So.
Okay.
That's
all I have.
So, and I'm just looking, so at least 200,000 of that total budget is covering part-time wages for instructors, right? So, and maybe we're getting a little bit more than that, too, from our activities and classes that is represented in here. any other questions on the budget? Alrighty then. Any miscellaneous business?
None.
Okie dokie. Our next meeting date will be 5 p.m. Monday, June
3rd. Let me ask this. Do we need to have a meeting in June?
Oh, what you got going on in June?
Busy.
Well, the sand sculpting is Saturday. I'm going to be down an employee.
Gotcha.
I will say that in the past, the rec committee has sort of skipped June and July.
If we need to meet, that's fine.
That's
a tough time for me.
Well,
so how do you?
I feel fine with it. Preface, the surf franchise stuff. I guess if we can just electronically, if you can send us the RFP, and I know that we're not going to get it in place by the summer, but we were here this time last year and said, oh, we're good to go.
Right.
And we took it slow.
Right.
So
right.
I would say
let's not
take our foot off the gas on that
one. I would like to have it all in place by the end of August, September.
Okay.
Yeah. I mean, they would really, obviously the date would not start until the next summer, but
Like springtime would, on the weekends.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
Could even,
so as soon as it gets warm enough in April, it would be.
Yeah.
Starting spring break.
We can put that out. I would like for this to come before City Council because the last time that City Council discussed this was with Waldoon. So at the end of the month, as part of your report, I would get some feedback.
Not necessarily as a recommendation, but just as a report.
But this is what we're going to be exploring.
Okay.
That happens at the end of the month. We can have the RFP out first week of June, get responses by the end. Have July to evaluate those proposals, and maybe that week, maybe in July, we can have a special meeting if there's any questions about the proposals.
I have no problem with skipping
June. Yeah.
Yeah, we can do it in August.
I don't know about July. Might want to
play it
by ear.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Good. Motion to adjourn.
Second.
All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Thank you guys.
Thank you.